We are on Daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis, but just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us just start on Daf Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, the next to the last line. Omar Rav, no, a little bit before. Ve'itma, the three lines from the bottom. Kizayis Bosor Shenofal Asoich Yoyres Shalcholov. Kizayis of Bosor fell into Yoyres Shalcholov. Omar Rav. Bosor also, the Bosor is also because it was Beleya Tam Cholov. Cholov Mutter, and the Cholov is Mutter because the Tam Bosor that went into the Cholov is Botel Beshish. Bisalke Daitoch Efshele Seichtai also, if you hold Efshele Seichtai is also, so Cholov Amai Mutter, why is the Cholov Mutter? Cholov Nevelu, that means there was cholov that went into the basar, and that cholov became nesar, and now this cholov goes out into the yoyres shel cholov, and we hold min b'minay loy botel. So the cholov that was nivlan the basar should also all the cholov in the yoyre. So the Gemara answers, Loilam kesova rab efshel seichtai osa. You're right. That if the nisa was chal on the cholov, even though the time of the bosa will become bottle b'shishim, it will remain osa. B'shani hosam, doma kolei sebashel gedi b'chaleif imoi, gedi osa teira v'loi cholov. That the teira only answered the gedi, the Torah did not answer the cholov, so the cholov that went into the basar never was nesar as basar b'cholov. The whole issa of basar b'cholov is only on the basar, not on the cholov. So if that cholov is nesar, so that cholov will not answer the cholov shebiyayre. G'di asra Torah v'loi cholov. And the cholov and the yoyre bechlal won't become nesa from the basar because gdi asra toira v'loi cholov. Before we go further, let us see the second taisvis. Gdi asra toira v'loi cholov. V'hod nokat kizayis basar b'soich yoyre g'dayla. So taisvis says, amir dike kashe, that if cholov never becomes nesa, you don't need a yoyre g'dayla. You could have a small pot of milk, and the Akizai's bosa fell into the small pot, and there's no shishim to be mevatel the tam bosa, and the cholov is muta, because, the cholov is muta, because the osra teira v'loi cholov. So Taisus answers, mishum di nafal is safe cholov mu'it, if the Akizai's fell into a small amount of cholov, ha yenechshim hakel kigdi, mishum sham nunis abosa hamu'urev v'cholov. Not so there would be Beloinis battle. If the Shamnunis would not become bottle, so you have here Shamnunis Bosa that has a Tam Cholov. Shamnunis Bosa has a din of Bosa. So that would then the whole thing would be also, because that's why we need that there's Shishim in the Yaira Samamele, any Shamnunis Bosa that fell in becomes nizbatul to the cholov. Fragt die Gemara, v'sova rav, gdi osra teira v'loi cholov. Rav holds that the cholov is not osra. V'itma, we learned chatzi zayis boso, v'chatzi zayis cholov, shebishlon zeim ze. That if he cooked a half a zayis boso and half a zayis of cholov, omar rav, loika alachi losoi. He's like alachilosi. So we see clearly that the cholov is also asa, because the cholov is mitzurif to the baso to make a kezayis of isa. So we see the cholov became nesa. Then Rav also said veinu loike al bishuloi, which later will be discussed, that if you cook a half a zayis of cholov with a half a zayis of boso, you don't get malchus. Also the bishul. That the Gemara's going to speak about later. V'salke daitoch gdi osra teira v'loi cholov. If we hold גדי אוסרה תוירה ולאכולה ואכילה עמי לאיקה, חצי שירו. So why is he like on the achila? It's a chatzi shir, because only the basar is also, and the cholam is mutter. So the Gemara answers, Aloilam kesava rav cholam nami osa. You're right. Rav holds the cholam is also osa. Ah, if the cholam is also, so the kasha is, so the cholam that was nivla in the basar and now is niflat in the cholam, so that cholov, which is also, should also the whole cholov and the yoyre, as mean b'mine leiboto, and Rav holds, evshali sochit also. So the Gemara answers, v'hoche b'may eskinon, kegoyin shenofa losech yoyre leisachas, it's speaking about that it fell into a yoyre leisachas, the milk was bubbling, and the mivla bola, so the Kezayis Boso was Boileya, the Samcholov, but Mivlat Loipolat, but it's not Poilet, the Cholov, that it was Boileya, it's not Poilet, since the Cholov is bubbling. So it's only in a process of Bliye, not in a process of Platin. So the cholov that was nibla did not go back into the yoyre. So the Gemara says, soif soif ki nayich, but when the resiches will stop, you shut off the flame, is hodor polit, so then the kezayis boso will be polit, the cholov shenibla besoichoi, so then the whole yoyre should be also, as min beminoi leiboto. So the Gemara says, "Kshekodam v'silkoi." It is speaking about that he took out the kezayis boso before the kedera was noch mirisichos. Now let us see Rashi. Let us just see the last two Rashi. The last Rashi. V'hoche b'may yaskinon. The Omar Rav Lael Bosor Oso Cholov Muta, Ken Shenofa Loise Zayis Lesoich Yoyre Reisachas, the Masha Beileya Eine Poilet. So the Cholov, that it was Beileya Eine Poilet, Shekoz Man Shene Noch Mirsi Choysov Eine Poilet. So the Cholov that was Beileya, it's not Poilet. And we had mentioned yesterday the Taisus Arosh is Medayik from Rashi, and we'll see in Taisus, this is the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Mashe Poileya Einoi Poilet. That, what it was Poileya, will not be Poilet. But other things in the Basa will be Poilet right away. So that means that if there's this Moyel, of the boso, that will go into the cholov. No, mashe beileya, the cholov, that it was beileya, ain't I poilet? It's not poilet. So the Gemara said, but al kaponim, that's when it's reisachas. But when it's nayach, so it'll be then poilet. Shekodem besilke loisei zayis koidem shetanuach. Let us see, next to the last taisus on the yomit. Shenofal l'soich yoyre reisachas, the mivla bola, miflat loipola. So Taisvis understood the vial, that the Gemara means to tell us that if you have something that falls into a bubbling yoyre, so the bubbling makes that the kizayis that fell in will not be maflet anything. The bubbling makes its boileya, but it's not boilet. Taima, frek toisvis, how can you say such a thing? The dova hanire leinayim hu de polit. Toisvis says you put something into bubbling water and it's boilet. So Toisvis says, dech shenoisnim yerek bekedeira reisachas. You'll take a yerek. You'll take a carrot, you'll put it into bubbling water, mishtane maris hamayim. So the water in the pot changes. You can see the mara of the yerek, min hayerek. So l'chayre, you see, even though it is bubbling, it's still poilet. Here the Gemara says, cause man is bubbling, it's not mivla pola, mivla tloy pola. One guy is from Yerokes. V'nire also v'chein boso shuman, if you have fatty meat, nimuach l'soicha, v'nire Hashem nunis ala reite. You'll see the water which, before you stuck in, you have this bubbling water, before you stuck in the piece of meat, there wasn't any fattiness in the water. Now you keep the meat here, so you can see a fattiness, a shamnunis on the water. So where did this come from? It came from the basal. Ah, you tell me that something that if it's bubbling, it's mivla bola, mivla tloipole. Upirish Rabbeinu Shmuel. So Rabbeinu Shmuel said a nupshat in the Gemara. The other comma mitlat leipolit, you have to take this with a grain of salt. It doesn't mean that if you put in basal into boiling water, it will never be poilet. No, it means as follows. Hainu ad sheyehei soveya milivloya. That means if you put something, you put a machel in bubbling water, so the first stage is the machel is boileya, how much it could be boileya. When all the pores and hollow cavities of the machel get filled up, then it's boiled. That means, but it's a seder. First it's boileya, whatever it can. And when there's no more room to be boileya, then there's a seder of plate. Avalacha shesova chayzer upoilet. It's poilet. So memele, so the kasha is not shver. So let us just be megashim dinyan. Let us say that if you put the carrot into the water, so the first 2 minutes, the carrot will be boileya the water. Fine. But now it's full of water. Then it's going to be poilet. Then it's going to be poilet. So when the plate process starts, so then, now you see the water changes color because now the plate process stops. But the first it is boileya, and then when it's not shaykh to be boileya anymore, then it's boileya. V'chein pirish harav Rabbeinu Shmaya, soif soif, that's shan the Gemara's kasha. Kinayich oda polit, aino kinayich mibliyosoi. That not when the water will stop bubbling. The water can be bubbling its pilot also. Kinayich mibliyosa, when it'll stop being boileya, when the kizayas will be full of bleya, then it's going to be pilot. Mishani shekodem vesilkoi koidem shegoma bliyosa. So the Gemara answers it speaking about that he took out the kezayis before it had a chance to be soveya from the bliya. So that means if we'll just say for practical purposes, it takes 2 minutes to be beleya. So this was taken out a minute and a half after it fell into the hot yoyah. So it comes out of Yisod that whenever you put something in bubbling water, so first it's boileya in the water, and afterwards it's poilet. Is for oisam kelim or ka'oreis asureis, as if you have a keli that had a bliya shalissa, shemagilim oisam b'seich yoyrek doyle, yemek ha'gole, omenichen oisai mibifnim kshamayim roischem, you put it into the keli when the water is bubbling, So you can't just stick it in and take it out. It won't help. Because you'll stick it in, you know what's going to happen. Now he's going to come out of the keli. So you have to hold it there for a while till it'll get soveya from the bliya of the mayim. And afterwards it's going to start being poilet. So you have to hold it there. Ha yamatzach habenu shmul anicham shogdoilo. He said, you have to hold there a long while. Ad kedei shilem shus ligmer bliya. At first you have to, the plate, the agola process cannot as yet start. Kozman, it's being bileya. So you have to wait till it finishes the bliya. Vlachza velich loit achakach. Vidavo teimahu. The meat boki lay the shirze, so it's a psamir de kezach, the Rabbeinu Shmuel said a mir de kechidish, that the first it has to be baileya, and then it'll start being pilot, and we have to wait a shogadilo, so how long does it take to be baileya? Who knows how long it takes to be baileya? The mir de kechidish. So therefore the Rabbeinu Tam does not like this pshat. He's going to say the same pshat that Rashi said. It's not poilet what it was poileya. That means that what it took in, it will not be poilet. Avol masha hoya bolua mikoidem poilet. But that was already bolua before, that it will be poilet. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rashi, so let's just understand the concept. This a yesod that the new liquid that was nivla through the bishul, that liquid will remain. That liquid will never go out. Mivla bola, mivla tleipola. This new liquid will never go out. This liquid remains. So, but the other liquids and moisture and moil that is in the machel, that will go out. That will go out. Other things will go out. But the liquid, that what it was boileya, it's not machel. So that means, whatever, if there was a mice of blia on it, it will remain there. It will not be piloted. So just for 1 minute, let's think out loud. So when you kasher a keli, so there's no problem. Because when you kasher a keli, so the empty cavities in the keli, the water goes in, that remains there. That water will remain. The plate, that was balua before in the keli, that's gonna come out. What's balua before comes out? That comes out right away. But which is now nivla in the keli, the kosher water that's nivla in the keli, that water will remain in the keli, but al kaponim, the agola process accomplishes that was balua before this bishul, that plea is going to go out. So fine, that's how it works. But al kaponim, we have a yesod in physics that what the bubbling water makes, that it should be nivla boy, this bubbling water will never be poilet. That what it was nivla yedei, this resicha will never be poilet. This is going to remain. The aim lahater mitam ze lahagol kli shehu ben yoimai shein b'mayim shishim lavato leisa olanicham befnim shein roisrim v'shem demayim mivla boli ha'isa shebekeli v'loi polti. Now let us elaborate what Tosfos wanted to say before we'll come to the teretz of Tosfos. We have here a yesod that you have bubbling water. The bubbling water that creates bliya, that something should be nivla, that was nivla won't be piloted through this bubbling water. This remains nivla and it's not piloted. So Tosfos had a mirdika einfall over here. Now let's start from aleph beis. You have here, normally, when we kasher a keli, so what do we accomplish by kashering? The kashering makes, the agola makes, that the tam goes into the water. The tam goes into the water. Now, so if there's shishim in the water, it's gebaldig, some emela, so the tam becomes bottle, and finish in shalom al Yisrael. If there's not shishim in the water, so we have a big problem. We've done if shishim in the water, so the water is also. Let's have also take the water now. And it's going to go back into the keli, so we have a problem. So therefore, Aleph from Eden, you make a gola, make sure there should be shishim in the water. Fine. So Taisvis had a meiradike iluyis over here. Taisvis says, but it's not true. So Taisvis said like this. You don't have shishim in the water. So, when you started kashering the keli, so the tam or issa that's balu and the keli went into the water. So let's say another word. In other words, the water was beileya, the tam ha'osa that's in the keli. The water was beileya the tam ha'osa. Now we have here amira de kiyasot, if you have bubbling water, what this bubbling water is beileya, it will never be poilet. That's the yasot. It will never be poilet. So now I have also the water in the pot. So what am I afraid of? That also the water will go back into the keli which I just kashed, or the also the water will go into the outside keli, which is no shishim kenegit. No. Something that it was beileya, it will not be pilot. It was beileya the tam ha'isa of the pot. So the tam ha'isa is now nivla in this water. This tam will never be pilot. It won't be piloted. That's what we just said. We just said the same thing Rav said, that if I'm cooking a kezayis bos on a yair of cholov, there was milk that went into the kezayis of boso. So the Gemara made a whole geratschke that milk is going to go out in Asa. No. Whatever was nivla al yedei resiche will not come out. It's going to stay there. It's stuck. It won't come back. It won't be piloted again. That's what Rav said. So Mameli, you have nothing but to worry about. You have nothing but to worry about because the cholov that the kezayis was beileya will stick into kezayis. It won't go out into cholov. It was nivla yedei resiche, it won't be poilet. Whatever is nivla yedei resiche will not be poilet. So Taisa said, I'm meiradike einfal. So now I'll take osadike kelim. I'll take osadike kelim and I'll put them in a yoire. And there's no shishim in the water. So now the water, the tam ha'osa and the kelim will be nivla through the mayim. The mayim was beleya the tam. And now we have a yesod, something that's nivla, yidei resich, will not be maflet. So this tam, ha'isa, will stay in the water. It won't go back to the keli. It won't go back to the daifnei keli. Because something that's nivla is not poilet in the same resich. So memele is shalom al Yisrael, meiridik. Let us again see Taisvitz. Ve'ein lahatam mitam zeh. If we say that something that was nivla, in this chesiche will not be maflit. Lahagil klishu ben yoimayim. Vimagil klishu ben yoimayim. Kshein b'mayim shishim levatalisa. Ulanicham b'fnim. We'll put the keli in. Kshein reisrim. When the water is bubbling already, so if the water is bubbling, mishum demayim mivle boli ha'isa, because the water will be boileya the isa shebekeli, vle polti, and it won't be piloted. So Taisvi says, the bemayim shein tzlulim, clear water, loishayach loima blia, the loi boli, elishmesarev behem ha'isa. So Taisa says, by water, this concept of something that it was boileya, it will not be maflet, means you have a keli, you have a piece of basa, So that was Boileya. It was, that means it swallowed something. In the swallowing process, it will remain there swallowed. It will not spit it out. That's if you have a double gush or a keli that swallowed something. But if you have a liquid, it didn't swallow it. It became nisarif with it. It became part of it. So if it became part of it, and it's, the water is going to go back into the keli, so it's going to go back together with the top. Vigam ein svara loima. Dechi heichi, di omar, mivla, bola, miflat, loipolet, mashe bola. Ochinami, miflat, polet, mivla, loibola, mashe polat. We see that Plate and Blia are contradictory. It's something we just said before, something that it was Boileya, it will not be Maflet. So maybe we'll say the same thing over here. Something that it was Maflet, it will not be Boileya. That means we see a very interesting concept in physics. That let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara said that the basar was beileya cholov. That cholov, that it was beileya, it's going to keep. It's not going to be mafleted. Azayis, it's that's the mitzvah. So perhaps we can say the other way around also, that something that it was maflit, it won't be beileya. That means whatever it does permanently. If basar is beileya cholov, it keeps it there. It doesn't throw it out. Was beileya cholov, it keeps it there. So could be the seder is also something that's poilet something. Let's say I had a keli that was poilet tam shalissa. It's not going to take it back. If it kicks it out, it doesn't take it back. So we see the hachnosin neitzor is remains. Just like we say that what it takes in, it won't send out. So that what it sends out, it won't bring back in again. L'chayre, it could be this research as well. Now, if I'll say like this, so we can still kasha kalim, even though there's no shishim. Why? Because I kasha the kalim, all the blias of Issa went out into the water. It wants to come back. No entrance. After you leave, you can't come back. Kol ma that's the seder. The seder is that it doesn't take back, just like I say, it doesn't give back what it took. It doesn't take back what it sent away. L'chayre, you could, so vayta we could kasha, it won't take back. So the Taisa Sarosh says, Taisa, there's a few words, but I can't say that by water. Because since the water is gonna come back, and the time is in the water. So it comes back with the water. It was nisarav in the water already. The water is going to take it. That means if they be separate, the water and the tam. So Mamela, there's someone standing by the border, and you want to come back into the keli. So he says, no, you need a passport. Water, we let in. Plate, we don't let in. That would be very good. We kick you out, you can't come back in. But Lemaise, the plate became nisarev in the water. So it comes back together with the water. So Mamela, therefore, come back in the keli. Zamir the Koloshin of the Rashbe. The Rashbe says on this, V'chi ha-keli novihu she-yagish bein pleitosei bein hashar achutzoloi. Zamir the Koloshin of the Rashbe. The keli is a novi. That means things are coming, you're cooking water. So things are coming into the keli. I have in the water, I have tamisa, I have water. And now the keli is a navi, that the keli says that, no, this comes in, the water comes in, the time I kicked you out, you can't come in. So the Rashba says, a keli navi usheyagish ben pleitosei ben ashara chutzoloi. There's no such thing. But the Taisa Rosh says this because it's not called a bli. They became one. The plate and the mind became one. And if the water is going to come in, so the keli can't differentiate between the water and the plate. So mamel, the plate is also going to come in. Number one. Boy. And I feel you'll say, oh, this is a cheshbon. We'll say it's not such a cheshbon. Whatever the keli kicked out, it will not accept again. Fine, I feel like you'll say that's true. Dimkain, ye osa lahagul shnei kelim zeh hazeh, but then you can't be magul to kelim. The bagolus harishin, nesu hamayim, by the first keli, the water became osa, because the first keli kicked out all its bliyish alisa. Vashaini yibla min hamayim asurim. The vade platus atzmei la yivla, platus pliyacha yivla. That means, if there's such a concept, the concept is what I kicked out, I won't take back. So if I have two kalim, so the first kali kicked out, it's platus shalissa. So I'm saying by the first kali, there's no problem, the platus shalissa won't get back in the kali. Fine, I'll buy that. But you want to cash in a second Kaylee, this plate was never kicked out from the second Kaylee. The second Kaylee will be Boileya, this plate is Alisa. And then Taisvah says, no, Einachanam, you can only cash one Kaylee. But then Taisvah says, Gam Kliarishin, Einemachnas Kulei Bebasachas Bemayim, Afilu, the first Kaylee can only be Machnas Bebasacha, you can't be Machnas all Kaylee at once, Roisrim. So let's say the bottom half of the keli goes first into the hot water. So the bottom half is poilet tam isa. That means there is such a concept. The concept is what I kicked out, I won't take back again. So the bottom of the keli kicked out its bliya. So that it won't go back into the bottom of the keli. But the top of the keli, this was never in the top of the keli, was never kicked out from the top of the keli. So the top of the keli will be belay, so you need hot water. That can have water when you cash it. Right. L'chein niret ein lahagol kli ben yoymoy, k'she'ein b'mayim samach levato. V'agole demidyin l'yosra teire ela ben yoymoy, and then the Agol of Midian, which was by a Ben Yoimai, Leigila Ela Kalim Ktanim, Besay Hagdolim, Shay Bemaim Shishim, Levata Leisa. It's only done when the Shishim Levata Leisa. Period. Now Taisus wants to tell us Akula. So now we know, Abayisai, we have to, when you kasha, you have to make sure there's Shishim in the water, the Mavatal the Tam, or else you're in hot water because it's going to go back into the cave. Taisa says, Erev Pesach Koidem Arba Shois. Erev Pesach Koidem Arba Shois. Mutter Lahagel Kli Shel Chometz. You're allowed to kasha a Chometz to Kekeli. Af Al Pi She'ein B'mayim Samach. Erev Pesach, or before Pesach, when you kasha, till Arba Shois, that chometz is still muta b'achila, af al pi she'ein b'mayim samach, even though there's not samach in the mayim, the kegimel noisnei tam shel heter, hachometz noisnei tam b'keli, v'keli noisnei tam b'mayim, v'mayim, Chayzrim v'neisnim, v'chayzrim v'niblon v'keili, v'adayin u'heter shu'koydim ha'pesach. Now, let us explain what Taisvis is saying. concept of Hetere Bola. Now let us explain the concept of Hetere Bola. There's a Teira Bola, and that later has to become Osa. So if it's not Bar Nat, it doesn't become Osa. Now let's go to our Chametz Tikka Kelim. A person cooked noodles in his pot, so the pot is Chametz Tikka. Why? Because the chametz was noisein tam in the keli. Fine. So we have to know, it's not mamish chametz, it was noisein tam in the chametz. Noisein tam chametz in the paremi. Now, I'm gonna go now and kasha this pot, less than shishim, so the chametz will be noisein tam in the water. Fine. Now we have to know each time there's an inyan of noisein tam, the tam becomes shvacha. Because the chametz was noisein tam in the pot. This is not the tam of chametz. Noisein tam in the pot. Now the pot is noisein tam in the water. So it's also a shvacha tam. Now when I kashed it, so now there's a tam of chametz in the water. And this is going to go back into the pot, so we have a real, real shvachet tam of noisein tam. Now, by hetere bola, when the whole thing is heter, so pshat is like this. So the vial, I'm kashering my pot, koidim shorebis. So when I'm kashering my pot, I have a kosher pot. I mean, now I kashered it. So the pot is going to become also when the Vishas is a chametz. When chametz becomes us, then the pot is going to become also. Now what are you going to ask? You're going to ask a tam kolush moed. This is a nat bar nat. This is a nice in tam bar nice in tam. The chametz was nice in tam in the pot. The pot was nice in tam in the water. Now we have three nat bar nats and the water was nice in tam in the pot. Now, before the Issa Chometz was Chal, everything is Heta Gomo. Now, when it becomes Pesach, you wanna Asel this Tam. A Tam Kolush of Nat Bar Nat will never become Osa. That means we have to first, that's the mile of a Teire Bola. If there's Isura Bola, so Nat Bar Nat doesn't help. This Tam is Osa, it's nice and Tam, it's still Osa, it goes back, it's still Osa. But if it was muta all the time, and now you want to put achalois isa on this shvach tam, not by not, you know, you will is too shvach atam to put an isa on it. So Memela Sotosva says, if you kash a kalim for pesa before shorevis, you don't have to be worried about shishim, because it's not by not the hetere, and Memela, so, there's nothing what to worry about. Zok the Gemara weiter. Vufo. Now we'll go back to the memre of Rav. Chatzi zayis boso. Chatzi zayis cholov shebishlon ze im ze. Omar Rav loike alachilosoi. You'll get Malkis, if you eat his two chatzi zaysim, it's bosa b'chol of the raisa. Ve'ne loika al bishuloi. But for cooking it like this, there's an ish isel of cooking bosa b'chol of. Since I only cooked a chatzi zayis of bosa and a chatzi zayis of chol of, there's no isel of bishul bosa b'chol of. That's what Rav said. I don't understand you. If you say achatzi zayis of boso and achatzi zayis of cholov is altogether is a zayis of boso and cholov, that's called a zayis of boso and cholov. So if it's mitzdarfi, a bishul namiluki. So you should get malchus on the bishul. Iloy mitzdarfin, if you need a kizayis of boso nekezayis of cholov to make the isa basa b'cholov. Iloy mitzdafi achila nami loy lilkis. So you shouldn't get malkis and achila. So the Gemara says la'olam loy mitzdafi ubebom yoyre gedoylam. You're right, Ake, if you'll cook a chatzi zayis of cholov, but a chatzi zayis of boso, you do not have a kezayis of boso b'cholov, and just like there's no iser bishul, there's no iser achile. That what Rav said, if you ate a chatzi zayis cholov, and a chatzi zayis boso, you like it, speaking about you'd already cooked a zayis of cholov and a zayis of boso, so there was an Issa Bishul, and there was, and therefore, so now, if there was an Issa Bishul, so the whole Bosa became Osa, the whole Cholo became Osa. Now I'll eat a Chatzi Zayis Bosa, and a Chatzi Zayis Cholo, I'll be Chayiv. Now, before we learn this we have to understand, this is a Meiridike difficult Gemara to understand. What's difficult? It's a Meiridike Gemara. The Gemara says, Lefi Ha'emes, according to Rav, Lefi Ha'emes, if you have to cook a Zayis of Bosa and a Zayis of Cholov for it to become Bosa. And we'll see in Rashi, if you cook a Chatzi Zayis of Bosa and a Chatzi Zayis of Cholov, there's no Issa Bishul, there's no Issa Achila. Is kan shoyel aben? Where does it say zayis in the Torah? It says leisavashel gdi b'chalevi moy, which means you shouldn't cook meat and milk. That's what it says. And finished. So it says a kezayis. It says ten kezayis. It says a half a zayis. It says you shouldn't cook meat and milk. If you have a mashu meat and a mashu milk, you're cooking milk and meat. So this is. The Gemara holds for a double poshet that you need a kizayis. And we'll see, let's just go a little further. The Levi Yoma Afloike al Bishuloi, if you cooked a half a zayis of cholov and a half a zayis of boso, it's mitzurif to make an isa bishul boso b'cholov. But if you cook a half a zayis of boso and a quarter a zayis of cholov, nothing. There's no zayis. There's no zayis. I feel like Levi, it's also muta. You need a zayis of boso b'cholov. Now Levi says the zayis of boso b'cholov can be made up with a half a zayis of boso and half a zayis of cholov. And then Rav says, no, you need a whole zayis of cholov and a whole zayis of boso. And then you have this of boso b'cholov. And then if you eat this, so this was chalis of boso b'cholov. So memele, then the din will be, if you eat a chatzi zayis of boso and a chatzi zayis of cholov, it will be awesome. So we have to understand, where does it say zayis in the pasuk? That's a big problem. It's a big problem. So Rabbi Chanan asked the kasha. Before Rabbi Chanan starts, which we'll have to see Rashi, Yitz Hashem, tomorrow. But I'd like to say, I thought maybe of a teretz. I think the Chassam Sefer says, it says three times loy sevashel. Echad achile, echad bishul. So how do we, it says, so where does it say Achille here in the Pasek? I mean, three times Lo Yisavash. So the second Pasek, Tachs Medach Sam Sefer says, you read the Pasek as follows. First Pasek Lo Yisavash, Gdi Bachali Bimai. The second Pasek, I know Lo Yisavash, Lo Yisoychal, Gdi Shenis Bashal Bachali Bimai. That's Lo Yisoychal, Gdi Shenis Bashal Bachali Bimai. So that's the Isser Achille. Now, between you and me, the Gemara before it has forward to say that Gdi Osra Torah B'lei Cholov. The moment he says that Cholov is also Osra. But let's speak about, the Torah said, Loi Seichel Gdi Shenis Bashel B'chalei Bimi. Now, Achille Zichara Kezayis. So when it says an Isser Achille, there's an isa achile an agdid, that means an akizayis, that was nisbashel with challah. So the whole isa achile, we're speaking about a gdi of a kizayis that was nisbashel. So it could be just like the gdi is a kizayis, the challah is also a kizayis, because we don't say gdi as chateira v'lei challah. But tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll see Rashi, we'll see a second mahalach.